sailing on a gift of tears. How readily, how easily he weeps these days, sometimes for nothing more than idly watching a small spider creep along a sunlit crack of wooden floor, or for a long familiar meaning that he keeps inside of him, but cannot find the wording for. Those around him, how they try to make him happier, they keep saying, "Please don't cry." If not the master of his fate, he always thought himself to be the captain of his soul, knew how to quietly gulp back a sob and keep a trembling chin under control. How well he learned to deal in what society had taught him someone is supposed to feel. Society means less and less to him with age. He doesn't care to reminisce or wistfully to dwell in disappearances or assuage the thought of death with chat of grandkids who are doing well. He only wants to hold the book and read the page he once marked with a pressed white asphodel and sail his bonny brine-tossed ship star-eyed upon the mother ocean, deep in love with every rise and dip.